Meanwhile, if you're cooking up a storm this festive season, forget aioli. This is the tagline, according to the Food Safety Council, is advising people to buy commercially made aioli and mayonnaise this summer to avoid food poisoning. It's better not to make these things yourself because there's issues associated with the eggs, spokeswoman Rochelle Williams said. Recipes for creamy condiments include... I just thought of a double entendre that I am not saying out loud. Can my life get any worse? Can potentially... I shouldn't laugh at this next part. Which can potentially contain deadly Salmonella bacteria. And let me tell you, Salmonella food poisoning is guaranteed to ruin Christmas. It does cause severe diarrhea, vomiting, fever, and abdominal cramps. In people with weaker immune system and in young children and elderly, they're the vulnerable groups. As temperatures rise over the next 3 months, there will be a number of food poisoning cases in Australia. Quote, the hotter the day, the increase in the bacteria activities, Miss Williams says. Ideally, people should ditch the apron and buy their aioli and mayonnaise from commercial businesses with a good reputation. There are an estimated 4.1 million reported cases of food poisoning in Australia each year, and relevant to 1 in 6. Miss Williams says the good news, though, is that it could be avoided by following food safety rules. And there's apparently a nice little informed package to tell us more about that when it comes up. Sitting in the sunshine. You can avoid food poisoning by sitting in the sunshine, apparently. There's a few of them. The important thing that everyone can stop, it will reduce the likelihood of food poisoning, is good hand washing, she says. The basic rule is 20-20. So you wash your hands for 20 seconds, you dry for 20 seconds. So here is, I'm going to go a bit over time for this, but here is how to shop, cook, and store this festive season.
This is Brian. Bacteria like Brian love food. But your food doesn't love Brian.
And neither does your health. When shopping, pick up dry foods and household goods first. Things like canned fish, rice, lentils, and toothpaste. Brian is not interested in these. He's not too bothered by fruit and vegetables either, so collect them next. Brian loves meat, seafood, and dairy, but only when they're warm. He hates the cold, and he can't handle the heat, so it's important to choose hot and cold items last. Otherwise, they may end up at Brian's favourite temperature, above 5 degrees Celsius. Make sure you keep your hot and cold foods separate. Or as your cold foods warm up and your hot foods cool down, you'll find yourself taking home some unwanted passengers. This is Bobby. Bacteria like Bobby will find their way onto foods that aren't stored right. Bobby hates the cold, so keep your fridge below 5 degrees Celsius. To stop Bobby from spreading himself around, organize your fridge correctly. Always store cooked foods and raw foods separately. Store raw foods in sealed or covered containers at the bottom of the fridge. Keep raw foods below cooked foods, to avoid liquids such as meat juices dripping down and bacteria contaminating cooked foods. Otherwise, the bacteria from the raw meat might contaminate your dinner, and that increases your chances of food poisoning. And remember, a crowded fridge prevents cool air circulating. If you store your food properly, the bacteria will have nowhere to hide. This is Billy. Bacteria like Billy love to hang around while you're preparing and cooking food. To keep him away from your dinner, defrost food safely in the fridge or use the defrost setting on the microwave. Always avoid putting thawed meat back into the freezer, otherwise you risk taking Billy with it. Make sure you use different knives and boards when preparing food, keeping raw meat separate from other foods. This stops the spreading of bacteria like Billy. Your food should be fully thawed before you cook it. And you should always check your food is cooked all the way through, or you may just find bacteria hiding in your food. And always remember, the number one way to keep bacteria at bay is by washing your hands. This is Bernie. Bacteria like Bernie love leftovers. He will find his way into your leftover lunch unless you look after it properly. Leftovers can be kept in the fridge for 3 to 5 days, or you can freeze them straight away. When freezing your leftovers, make sure they're labelled. That way you'll know what they are and whether they're still safe to eat. Food can be frozen for up to 3 months. Bernie hates the heat, so when reheating food, even big dishes for parties, make sure it's hot all the way through. It should be hotter than 75 degrees Celsius. If you're taking food to a party or gathering, don't invite Bernie. He'll ruin things for everyone. Make sure you transport food safely, keeping your hot and cold dishes separate. If food is at room temperature for longer than 4 hours, don't eat it. You can guarantee Bernie will be lurking. And remember, avoid preparing food if you're not feeling well. If you're sick, you might be carrying bacteria or viruses that can make food unsafe. You can avoid food poisoning. Shop, store, cook, and eat safely.
Authorised by the Victorian Department of Health. 50 Lonsdale Street, Melbourne. Spoken by Rosalind Oates.
That's a good message to take away this Christmas. Some of the images there. Well, yeah, that was all animated and cute. Some of the images of that, those bacteria. Oof. You do need to see that. I might make that the clip of the week. That is actually very important heading into this festive season. There's a lot of food being cooked and a lot of food being prepared, and yeah, there's a lot of food going around, so it is important to look after yourself and your food, because again, a lot of people having Christmas lunches, work parties and all the rest of it, so do look out for you and yourself and everyone around you. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, well, we've got some housekeeping notes to get through, but to round out the show today. Nothing special, nothing exciting, just housekeeping. Heading into the end of the year. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, thanks for joining us. It's 11:52.